All right, Saturday night, and we are live. Hope everybody's doing good. As always, be blessed in Jesus' mighty name. Also, welcome Christian Television Network to the TLP platform tonight. Let me say to the chat real quick, everybody's name's about to be mentioned on DirecTV on Christian Television Network. Irish One is on. Robin McGroin is on. Devlin Hart is on. Wendy McGroin is on. Snarl Barkley is on. Peg McGroin is on. Stealth 49 is on. Lou Ann 5 is on. Nude Monk is on. Robin McGroin, PJA Wiles is on. Will Gilbert's on. Fedora the Explorer is on. Pops McGroin is on. Novotny Bob is on. Judy Juanita is on. Drum for Jesus is on. Love each and every one of you guys. 55 Minutes of Fury. Let's hop right to it, Will. Bill Malusian tweet. New booking photos for the two Venezuelan illegal aliens charged with murdering 12-year-old, by the way, it's murder and rape of 12-year-old Jocelyn Nagare in Houston, Texas. Prosecutors are asking for a $1 million bail, citing the following aggravating circumstances. How can there be any bail at all? Because you only have to come up with 10 to 20% of that. How can there be any bail at all? What is wrong with Houston, Texas? Oh, that's right. Houston is run by leftards. In this case, the defendant lured a 12-year-old under a bridge. And I know we talked about this on Thursday. I'm making a greater point to this. Where he and his co-defendant, and this new information is coming out now, where he and his co-defendant remained with her for over 2 hours. So they tortured and killed this 12-year-old girl. Both of these guys who would not be in the country if it wasn't for Joe Biden. You're going to see it in a minute. The argument from the Democrats right now is Americans are 30%. This is their number. Where they get it from? The Biden administration, DOJ, I'm sure, or DHS Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas. Just make them up out of thin air like they do everything else, like laws and everything else they do. But they say that Americans are 37% more likely to commit felonious crimes than illegal aliens. Well, since illegal aliens only make up about 10% of the population, shouldn't it be, you know, that Americans are about 90% more likely to commit crime?
Yeah.
But anyway, I digress. So they tortured this girl. They were with her for over 2 hours, took her pants off, tied her up, killed her, and threw her body into the bayou. All because of Joe Biden and Alejandro Mayorkas. They can say whatever they want. But are you going to go up to this child's mother and say, you know what? You can rest your heart assured on this, that Americans are 37% more likely to commit crime? Is that, I mean, because this crime never would have happened if they weren't allowed in the country. So percentages really don't matter, which, by the way, that 37% is absolutely ludicrous, because every illegal, illegal alien has already committed a crime. So 100% of all illegal aliens have committed crimes. And by the way, illegal aliens don't report their crimes. They live in communities together and they don't report their crimes. So how would you, because they're going to get pot, well, under most administrations, they get deported.
Right.
They get deported if they report their crimes. So how do you really know who's more likely to commit a crime when you're considering a population that doesn't report their crime?
Yeah, exactly.
All right, let's go to the next one. End Wokeness video, MSNBC, Simone Sanders. Now, I want everybody to watch. This is the person speaking here. I can't remember his first name. It's Roberts, but I can't remember his first or last name. It's something Roberts, I believe. But anyway, he's with the Heritage Foundation, and the person that's speaking to him, the black male that's speaking to him, is the former head, and most of you already know this, and Michael Steele's his name, is the former head of the RNC. So just, I want everybody to know who the RNC really is, not now with Laura Trump running it, but who the Republican Party really is. You're like, Tom, what, you don't like Republicans? I love the Republican Party's platform. I'm a registered Republican. Of course, we'll be voting down ballot Republican because they're certainly better than Democrats. However, just understand, this is a former RNC chief. This is a person who used to run the RNC. So most Republicans are actually Democratic operatives. Because the Democratic Party is more than the Democratic Party. It's actually the Washington, D.C. feces floating cesspool uniparty, and most Republicans are part of that. They're really actually leftists, only pretending to be right wingers.
Yeah,
because they're the uniparty. They hover over us almost like a cloud. They hover over us and like, you know what? Our uniparty musings Our uniparty solutions, our uniparty ideas are better than conservatism. And the Republicans are in that uniparty, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
All right, end wokeness video, MSNBC, Simone Sanders. Heritage Foundation guy just tears these people up, though. Play it for me, Will.
What do you tell the parents of those people, those young girls who were killed? This is an absurdity. The preponderance of these people, Michael, are male.
But what is the difference between an illegal immigrant who unfortunately engages in that activity?
And we don't like that. I want to be clear. We don't use the term illegal. So yeah,
undocumented individuals versus anyone else who commits the same crime.
So Michael Steele, former head of the RNC, and Simone Sanders, who's a leftard Goebbels media operative, but Democratic Party Democratic Party Goebbels operative. But anyway, their main concern in 1 week, we documented here on the podcast and every other podcast as also, you have a 12-year-old raped and murdered by two illegal aliens and a 13-year-old raped and murdered by another illegal alien all in 1 week. And those are just two of the many crimes they committed. And their chief concern is that they're not called illegal.
Yeah.
That's Simone Sanders. And the former head. Now, this is a guy who was the RNC chief for George W. Bush.
Yeah.
This tells you who George W. Bush is. That tells you who Michael Steele actually is and who Ronna Romney McDaniel was when she was in charge of the RNC. And you wonder why we never win. And even when we do win and there's Republicans in the House and in the Senate, we still go $35 trillion in debt because that's who they really are. They get together. I don't know how to frame it any other way except this sort of symbiote, this uniparty, where they believe that they have no real convictions, only left-wing convictions. And the right-wing members of this uniparty have to actually submit all of their right-wing leanings and all their right-wing opinions to the left-wing uniparty in order to be a member of it, and somehow you're going to effectively govern. It reminds me of ARC churches and weak, lukewarm churches who they say, you know, we're not actually going to preach hellfire and brimstone, but somehow somebody's going to learn it without ever actually us preaching it.
Right.
How then can they call on the one they have not believed in? How can they believe in the one of whom they have not heard? How can they hear without someone preaching them? How beautiful are the feet of those who bring good news? Right. Romans 10, 14, and 15. You actually have to tell them. But somehow, it just reminds me, there's no actual message, but somehow you're going to govern right wing without being right wing, without ever actually governing right wing or legislating right wing. That's it. I just wanted to show that video because Michael Steele's chief concern is that he bends over for Simone Sanders and says, oh, right, we don't want to say, Mike, why can't you say illegal when that man or that woman or that rapist, didn't Donald Trump say that it was rapists that were crossing the border?
Yep.
Yeah, well, okay, now it's been proven.
Yep.
And you're afraid to call the rapist who tortured a girl, a 12-year-old girl, for 2 hours, two of them, raped her, threw her off of a bridge into a bayou, and you're concerned about calling them illegal?
Disgusting.
Yeah, Aaron says disgusting. Absolutely repulsive. All right, there's the bad news. Let's go on with some good news here. Rasmussen reports. Rasmussen is one of the very few polls you should actually pay attention to. Are right just about all the time. As cited, Trafalgar is another one, by the way.
Yeah.
As cited by Trump, we cover our latest polling internals that show a stunning Trump comeback post-verdict. Plus, we discuss Gavin Newsom's chances. There you go, because I'm telling you, Gavin Newsom's running against Trump. Well, if I'm wrong, I will admit it, unlike all the COVID-caving pastors and all the COVID-caving conservatives. But Trump crushes Biden with 10-point lead. So I'm trying to remember the exact numbers. He's up. There's the polling data. 46 to 36%. That's a general poll countrywide. By the way, that's huge. Here we are in late June, almost July, and Donald Trump is up by 10 points over the incumbent. Usually right now, you're down by 10 to 15 points to the incumbent, and then it narrows coming into September.
Right.
He's already up by 10 points. Because everybody, listen, Simone Sanders and Michael Steele can do all of the Goebbels media propaganda gaslighting they want by 37%, and we don't call them illegals and all those different things. They can do all they want. But when you drive down the roads here in Florida, all you see are illegals.
Yep.
When you pull into 7-Elevens, all you see are illegals. And when you're when you are the mother or the father of a raped 13 or 12 year old, all you see is illegals. And that's why you're seeing that polling data. And here's another little snippet for you. When it came to fundraising in the month of May, Donald Trump, $141 million, Joe Biden, $85 million. So it's happening, folks. We are winning. We need to stick with it. Need to make sure that you send, listen, we need to send our money to campaign, to Donald Trump's campaign, local campaigns. I used to say don't send it to the RNC, but Laura Trump running it, you can send it to the RNC if you want to. It's up to you, of course. But we can win. We need to be donating. We need to make sure that Donald Trump has a massive war chest because Joe Biden has actually $2 billion from foreign sources that he already has banked right now. All right, let's go to the next one. Steve Bannon, Truth Social Post. Explosive charge from Cash Patel reference Paul Ryan. Again, this goes with my narrative. Who was the RNC chief for Paul Ryan? Michael Steele and Ronald Romney McDaniel. These people are not Republicans. They're not conservatives at all. They're actually Democrats.
Yeah.
They're Democratic Party operatives. I don't care how conspiratorial that sounds. That is actually what they are. Explain to me what they've ever done that's conservative. Right. How have they ever benefited you when Paul Ryan was in charge? When John Boehner was in charge? $35 trillion in debt. We've spent more money under Mike Johnson than Nancy Pelosi so far.
Yeah.
Mike Johnson's spending us into oblivion faster than Nancy Pelosi. We didn't get to adding $1 trillion worth of debt per 100 days until Mike Johnson took over. Not even Nancy Pelosi was doing that.
Yeah.
Understand who these people are, but they say conservative things. They say conservative things, but notice they never actually produce conservative results.
Right.
See, Tommy, you're saying we should do something else? No, we need to take over the Republican Party. Not start a new party, take over the Republican Party. We really already have. And don't worry about all the people. Well, you know, they love to put out. Paul Ryan has publicly stated. Mike Judas Pence has come out and publicly stated they're not going to be endorsing or voting for Donald Trump. Who cares? That's like saying, you know what? Satan's not coming to church tomorrow. Good.
Yeah, exactly.
Cash Patel quotes. Now, this is about Paul Ryan. Is he really a Republican? Explain to me how he's a Republican. Paul Ryan is Speaker of the House. Had in his possession the sealed, this is just breaking, now it's not old news. I mean, this is brand new. Possession, had in his possession the Steele dossier before he had Devin Nunes and I, Cash Patel, launch Russiagate investigation. Where they were actually looking, they were investigating the Russiagate investigation.
Yeah.
And never told us. He actually had in his hand what he sent them out to investigate. Why didn't he just hand it to him?
Right.
That's like saying you have a tax fraud. You have tax fraud proof in your hand. You have documentation. You have the emails. You have everything. You have the spreadsheets, and you tell somebody. You have the proof right in your hand. You tell somebody, "Hey, can you go investigate this?" You already have the proof in your hand, and never told us. Think before anyone. Think anyone knew anything about fake intel he had in his own copy? Yeah, he knew. He knew it right there. It said in there. Christopher Steele says in this. Remember, this is again. Let me leave this up for him. Leave it up for me. Leave it up. So remember how this works. Don't ever take it off until I tell you. We got on these things. See, now I lost my train of thought. But anyway, remember how this works. You have Hillary Clinton hires Fusion GPS. Actually, hires Perk and Scooey. Mark Elias hires Fusion GPS, which hires Christopher Steele, former MI6 operative, hires Igor Danchenko, who makes up most of the Steele dossier. And Igor Danchenko, when interviewed by the FBI, says it was all bar talk. And open source data. Open source data is Google. Paul Ryan knew all that. It reminds me of Anthony Fauci, the CDC, the NIH, and the NIAID knew everything about the COVID-19 vaccination before they released to the public and called it safe and effective when it already had killed 1,223 people in the vaccine trials. It already caused 28 out of 32 women to miscarry in the vaccine trials and unleashed it. They already knew all of that. And then just waited for it to be somehow or another disseminated out to the public. Paul Ryan did the exact same thing. He read it and looked at it. Oh, Igor Danchenko? Open source data? Google? Bar talk? But what did Paul Ryan do? I found it on my own, then blew up the FBI and DOJ. Why didn't he tell us his own darn team? Report that fake news. There you go. Let's go to the next one. Gateway Pundit, because there's a little bit more information here. Cash Patel drops a bomb. British court reveals Paul Ryan was the first one to receive a copy. So not only did he have a copy, he's the first one to receive it's exculpatory material, folks.
Yeah.
The Steele dossier is exculpatory material. It's held up as this mystic document. And all it was Igor Danchenko and Christopher Steele pulling off articles off of Google. But I thought he was MI6, MI6 James Bond. Well, believe me, as Dan Bongino says, the worst James Bond ever then. All he was doing is Googling information. That's where the pee-pee hoax came in. Donald Trump's being peed on by Russian hookers, made up by Igor Danchenko and Christopher Steele. And then put out by leftard pundits. Paul Ryan knew the entire time. Not only did he know the entire time, he was the first one to receive a copy of it.
Wow.
And then who turned it in to John Brennan? Who turned it in to James Comey? John McCain. They are not Republicans. They can say they're pro-life all they want. They can say they're pro-Israel all they want, but they never actually moved the embassy to Jerusalem, and they never ended Roe v. Wade, did they? And Paul Ryan's always out there pontificating about how character matters. So cowardice is a positive character trait? Being a conniving liar is a positive character trait? Paul Ryan is a Democratic Party operative. He's married to a leftist operative anyway, just so you know. That's who these people are. Right, let's go to the next one, Will. RNC research video. Biden arrives at Camp David. Now, here's the thing. You guys can just side by side it whenever you can. Biden arrives at Camp David. Here he is. Here is the most powerful man in the world, by the way. We can kind of watch him walk to his plane. But as we do watch him walk to his plane, look at the power he exerts as he walks to the plane. I mean, like our geopolitical military opponents and geopolitical threats around the world, they're cowering at that image right there. I mean, that's a scary looking dude right there, isn't it? So here he goes again. Now, he leaves on Thursday again on vacation. Again, do you realize that he's been on vacation basically every single weekend that he's been president, and he's been on vacation for over 40% of his presidency? How many of you would like that job? Can be off 40% of the time.
Yeah.
So you only have to go to work, and I'm not talking about you jamming all your work in one day.
Right.
Because here's the thing. Yeah. RNC research, he has zero events planned until next Thursday.
Oh, my gosh.
This is a man who's already taken off half of 2024, and now he has no events planned at all because he has to prep for a debate with Donald Trump for a week. No events. Not one meeting. Not one phone call. Nothing. All the way from Thursday to Thursday. Which reminds me, we're working on something. Aaron and I are working on something. To try to do. You can bring it back to me, Will. Will's scared to get off of it now. Just on the things I got to read, buddy. Just on the things I got to read. But anyway, Aaron and I are working on something for the debate. We don't know for sure what we're going to do. We will be live during the debate somehow or another.
Oh, yeah.
Because nobody's going to watch the podcast during the debate anyway. So we'll be live during the debate, showing the debate live, probably with us sitting here pontificating about it, me making fun of it, whatever. So if you like that sort of thing, go ahead, Aaron.
I was just going to say, comment below if you want that.
Yeah, if you want that.
Let us know.
I mean, tell us we're going to do it anyway because we have to, because there's no point doing a regular podcast. I'm assuming the debate, it starts, I believe, at 9 o'clock on Thursday. Don't hold me to any of that. I got to look at all this stuff. But I'm assuming it'll last for an hour, hour and a half, something like that. So we'll be on live during the debate. And I've never done anything like that, so I don't exactly know what we're going to do. But we're gonna yap about it during the debate. And we may come on before, like a half an hour before, and do like the regular show for half an hour.
Yeah.
Something along those lines. But we'll put it out to everybody. All right, let's go to the next one, Will, wherever I'm at. Am I at Wide Awake Media?
Yes, sir.
All right, here we go. Let's go to the bird flu. They're using this to shut down the food supply. Alex Jones, guest, play for me.
You predicted the lockdowns, all of it, 6 months before it happened. What's happened with bird flu? It looks to me like they're going whole hog.
So I want to say on the record here, and you know, Alex, you know I run a large mass spec laboratory and I'm a published food scientist and so on. This whole bird flu scare is a total fraud. When they say that they run PCR tests and they found bird flu in cows or chickens or humans or anything, it's a complete fraud. There is no diagnostic capability.
You just turn the PCR up, right?
Yeah, they just turn up the replications on it. And by the way, all PCR instrumentation, it does not give you a quantitation answer. And then they can find anything in that. They can find any protein sequence they want to find.
That is so huge, though. I mean, that's
it's a complete fraud. So, but Alex, they're using this to shut down the food supply. So what they do is they roll into some giant chicken farm. This actually happened in Texas. And they swab a couple of chickens and they put it on the PCR machine and they crank it up. And they say, oh, we found bird flu in this chicken farm. And what do they say you got to do? Kill 4 million chickens.
And look, that employee's got a runny nose.
Yeah, right.
They're telling him to put hazmat gear on to create the...
It's all completely... It's a
psychosomatic.
Total fraud. But this is being used to shut down the food supply, drive up food inflation, increase food scarcity, and then to scare people into the next round of COVID.
And by the way, you're not just saying that. No. It's happening.
So go from very general to specific. How would we ever know a bird has bird flu? How would you know? Are we really going to trust government officials who told you to mask, told you not to mask, then wear two masks, then wear an N95 with a cloth mask on top of the N95, told you that the vaccine stopped transmission infection, mandates based on the stopping transmission infection. Turns out it was never even tested to see if it stops transmission infection. All those different things. And I can come up with a million other scenarios. How do you ever even know? And believe me, I know I'm preaching to the choir. I'm just saying, how do you even know? How do you even know that there is ever bird flu? How do you know? How do you know that 1.1 million Americans died of COVID, which they didn't? It's on the CDC website. You can pull the numbers yourself. It's about 80,000, and that's what they attributed to COVID. But I digress. How do you even know, in a very general way, how do you even know that they have bird flu? Do you know what bird flu is under a microscope? Are you going to trust the federal government with control over your food? And then on the other end, with the PCR test, and again, according to Carrie Mullis, who developed Nobel Prize-winning developer of PCR testing, said never use PCR testing to diagnose a viral infection. Why? Because PCR does not tell you what you currently have. If you rev it up enough, you give it enough revolutions, is what it's called, it'll tell you what you've ever had. Not what you currently have.
Yep.
It's not designed for that. It's to tell you what you've ever had. So you get if you have ever had a coronavirus, which is a common cold. Let me have it. Well, we have four people in the room here. How many of us have ever had a common cold in the room? Raise your hand.
Oh yeah.
Okay, so you're positive for COVID.
Yep.
Because it's going to test you, and it's going to determine what you and tell you what you've ever had, not what you currently have. And that's why they turned up the revolutions on it. It's supposed to revolution around 30, which will tell you more current illnesses you had. Not even still, though. Not what you currently have, just more current.
Right, right.
Not what you currently have, just closer to currently have. So instead, they turned it up to well into the 40s so that everybody's positive. It's not 97% It's not a 97% false reading. It's a 97% false positive. So 97% of the time, it tells you that you're positive when you're not.
Yeah.
And that's, they're killing our birds and our chickens because of that. Where's the proof? Where's the states coming in? Let the leftard blue states kill off all their food. But us in Florida, us in Louisiana, Alabama, Texas, Wyoming, Montana, and any other right-wing state you can name, Georgia, let's test our own food. Not let the federal government come in with these fake PCR tests. And again, it's not even, I want to make sure everybody understands this. It's not even that those PCR tests are saying that they're positive. We don't even know they're saying they're positive.
Right.
From a bunch of people who want to control every aspect of our lives.
Yeah.
Think about just, and I remember I used to call them power perverts. These are the people who want you locked down, want to be able to control your travel, leverage you into a one-world commerce system with a single access point controlled by them, all access to everything controlled by them. That's what vaccines were about, to get to the vaccine passports, to put in the digital infrastructure for CBDC currency and social credit systems so you can't buy, sell, trade, or travel without their consent. And there's many tactics to that agenda. And by the way, one of those tactics is to control our food, limit our food choices so that the one choice is controlled by them. You have no other alternative. And of course, Australia is buying right into this. We covered it on Thursday. Here's the next part. I told you I was leaving off with this. Camus video. Victorians warned to brace for egg shortages. Play for me, Will.
Melbourne shoppers are being told to brace for egg supply shortages for up to a year as the bird flu crisis unfolds. So far, Coles is the only supermarket to impose buying limits, with farmers reassuring customers their eggs are safe to eat.
Shelves are looking more empty at supermarkets across the country as a bird flu outbreak hits Victorian farms.
If something like bird flu comes in, that your whole farm gets eradicated, and that it'd be quite devastating.
It's understood almost a million birds could be destroyed. Farmers warn that could create supply shortages for up to 12 months.
The work that the Victorian government is doing to euthanise poultry on those farms means that there's no risk of contaminated eggs getting into the system.
Coles has imposed a limit of 2 cartons per customer. So far, Woolworths and Aldi haven't restricted sales.
People only become greedy when they hear the word shortage.
It's just going to cost a lot more money.
5 properties west of Melbourne are in quarantine. Restriction zones are also in place.
Every bird in that area will be locked up in sheds at the moment or in cages either way. That's compulsory.
Agriculture Victoria says contact tracing is underway to determine the source of the infections. However, the current risk to the public remains low and it is safe to eat supermarket eggs and poultry products.
There's a lot of fruiterers and delis and small supermarkets like IGAs. So if you can't find the eggs in one store, go to another store.
And look at all the little cuck boys coming back out again. It's truly amazing.
Yeah.
I mean, you just don't see these. Amazing how all of these spineless little worm sheep, it's amazing they don't see their own destruction coming as they comply. You know, again, like the imagery that I always like to present is you're sawing off the limb you're sitting on. So the government's sawing off the limb they're sitting on, and they grab a hold of the saw and help.
Yeah.
It's truly, there we are again. This has already been quarantined. You see the people in the biohazard gear. Shortages again. Prove it to me. Prove it to me that these birds have bird flu. They're killing millions of them, causing a massive egg shortage, which of course you're going to have a massive egg shortage. Means you're already going to have a massive chicken shortage coming up. Because I know they're not fertilized eggs, they're eggs that we eat. But it doesn't matter because they're killing off the chickens.
Yeah.
So you're going to have a massive chicken shortage too. And they win in every single way.
Yep.
Prices go up, which then makes people. Listen, do you know how many people have been added to the food lines? They've added over 1 million people to the food lines in Canada. It's not that big of a country. It's big geographically. It's not big with population. They've added 1 million people to their food lines under the Trudeau administration because nobody can afford to eat. That's the purpose of it all. Get you in a food line. If they get you in a food line, then they control your behavior because they can tell you to get out of the food line.
Yep.
Because you have no other alternative. That's the point of all of it. They benefit in every way. They benefit when the price is so high you can't afford it anymore. So you have to run to the government for help. That's the purpose of every last thing you see. And then, after you have to run to the government for help, all of your alternatives and all of your choices are gone, too.
Yep.
That's the purpose of everything that you're seeing. Camus video, German farmer Anthony Lee. This is the WEF plan. This is the Biden administration plan. This is everybody. You're like, Tom, they've never said. I know they're not saying it, but they're complicit with it. Right now in Germany, they're pushing you can only eat 10 grams of meat per day. Really? Play for me.
I mean, we forgot loads of things which are going completely wrong in Germany. I mean, we have a farming minister who's telling us we should only eat, and this is not a joke, 10 grams meat per day, right? This is honestly what they are trying to tell us, 10 grams, right? Which is nothing.
Yeah, when the politicians start telling you what you can and can't eat, we've crossed a line. It's like, you don't get to tell me where I set my thermostat. You don't get to tell me what I can drive and when. And you certainly bloody well don't get to tell me what I can eat. Like, fundamentally and seriously, to hell with you.
There you go. That's the thing. So here you go. They want to control every last aspect of your life. Why only 10 grams of meat per day? Because they care about your health. They care about your health as much as they did during COVID when they were absolute hierarchical hypocrites, not obeying their own mandates, as we caught them over and over again. But anyway, So they get you down to 10 grams of meat per day because that's all that's available. That's all that's available to you. So you have basically no choices. Do you know that basically all food manufactured inside the United States is actually manufactured by about 5 companies? Yeah. Look at this video. Play for me.
Y'all, did you even realize that like all the products on our supermarket shelves are owned by literally 10 companies? Nestle owns chocolate bars, microwave dinners, Gerber Baby, L'Oreal, and Ralph Lauren, and cat food. P&G owns all of your laundry detergent, your dryer sheets, your toothpaste, and like batteries. And they're all supposed to be competing against each other. Like, no, they're not. They're owned by one company. Unilever literally owns ice cream and then also body wash. Mars owns like every single chocolate bar under the sun. Kellogg's and General Mills own like all of the different cereal. Pepsi owns the soda and the chips that you eat with your lunch. Kraft like owns everything from like cheese to candy to like gum. All of this is an illusion of choice. Like, we're all primed to think that, oh, these companies are competing against each other. Yay, capitalism. They're all owned by one company.
And that's the point. Understand that's why they want to have just 6 banks in the United States too. They cause all this hyperinflation, and they cause bond problems inside the banks that cause mid-level. Right now, what's so funny to me is these are leftards who own these mid-level banking institutions being crushed by their own politicians so that there's only a 6-bank choice. So there's only a 6-bank choice, and those 6 banks are controlled by ESG, are controlled by CRT, and controlled by DEI. Okay, they're all controlled, and that's the people are always wondering, how do you leverage somebody in a one world commerce system using transgenderism? It's not just transgenderism. Transgenderism under DEI is used to control companies. So that here's the thing: if you're not DEI, like a tractor supply is heavy duty DEI, you can't get loans. You can't bank. How are you going to run your international company without banking?
Yeah.
Where are you going to put your billions? How are you going to write checks? What are you going to do? Have gold bars that you like trim off and give your employees gold chips? That's the point of all of it. They actually get control of a few amount of companies, and then you and I only have a few amount of choices, and they control the companies. So that you know, the company can say, you know what, we're not going to accept your biometric ID.
Yeah.
We're not going to, right now in the United, we're like, we're not there, Tom. They're already like that in Australia. Basically no cash and under biometric IDs. Already fully like that in the largest country on the planet, 1.4 billion people in China, fully biometric, basically fully cashless, using your retinas and everything else to buy. And they already have implanted chips, quantum dot tattooing, all those different things coming already here and on the way. But they limit all of your choices, and then they say, okay, it's very easy when you only have like 4 or 5 choices, then it's very easy to control your choices. And then you can say, those companies, you are only allowed, if you're not DEI enough, if you're not transgender enough, if you're not diverse enough, if you're not critical race theory enough, then you can't get any banking.
Yeah.
Right? So they have those companies like that. So those companies then are now DEI companies, left-wing, left-tard companies. So they're not going to take Tom Lipley's MasterCard.
Right.
We've already seen this with Wells Fargo. We've already seen it with PayPal. Luckily, there's other payment options, but ministries right now are under attack where you have certain pay apps that will not work with even ministries.
Yeah.
So they need to shut you down. And if you can't bank, you're out. You're out. There's nowhere to put your money. You can't live with gold bars. You can't buy anything with a gold bar. Yet. That's why I love crypto and all the other options that are not controlled by these maniacs. Let's go to the next one, Will. Wall Street Apes video. Ready to have your mind blown. Who provides your school lunches? Anybody know? That would be the Department of Defense. What? Yeah, the Department of Defense also ran our COVID response, just so everybody knows, and paid for and developed the vaccines using Pfizer and Moderna as a front man. The DOD, U.S. Department of Defense, is providing school lunches in America. Play for me.
I thought DOD stood for something else, but you're saying it's definitely Department of Defense providing the school lunches.
Yeah.
Who mandates this?
The state and the federal government.
Yeah.
We purchase food items.
Mandates who you buy food from? Yeah, they give us the funding, they tell us where to buy the food.
And then they negotiate the contracts with the providers.
That's interesting. I did not know that.
We do get some of the stuff that we buy separately, and there's some money that we have to use for those products.
So they'll give us hundreds of thousands of dollars, but we can only spend it in their channels.
So when you say their channels, can I ask, are there specific companies that you're allowed to buy through, and are those?
We purchase through DoD. They have their own ordering guide, and we purchase through them. But they work out the contracts throughout the
general country.
They work out those contracts, and it varies each year who gets those contracts. But we have no control over that. Yeah. So if we come across,
so you have the DoD supplying all of this food for local school districts, and the school districts can only buy from certain companies, probably Nestle, PG, PepsiCo, Unilever, Mars, whatever it may be. Again, you see,
yep.
You think everything's free, but it's not. You can only buy, you're now part of a school district, and they get their money from, they get their money to provide these school lunches. You're hearing Leftards talking about free school lunches for the kids and everything else. Well, they only allowed to choose from three or four DOD approved companies. That's what they want for you and me.
Yeah.
When you want to see the model for socialism, just go to local school districts. There's your model for socialism. So they just understand that these great lunches that they're being provided, by the way, they're the worst in nutrition you could possibly imagine. They're being provided by the Department of Defense. And the schools are only allowed to choose from a few different companies. All right, Vigilant Fox video. Red flag, just so everybody knows. I mean, am I a Vigilant Fox video? It's a pick, right? Where am I at?
That's a video.
Vigilant News.
It's a video, right?
Yep, it's a video.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay. Red flag, HHS to produce 4.8 million bird flu vaccines. Play for me.
The HHS is to produce 4.8 million bird flu vaccines as two new human cases identified, but now three. Meanwhile, the CDC urged health officials nationwide to ramp up flu surveillance. HHS is in talks with Pfizer and Moderna about developing mRNA bird flu vaccines. Well, should we go straight on to the next one before we comment, which is, again, in the Defender, Moderna eyes tens of millions in taxpayer funding for mRNA bird flu vaccine. The US government is closing in on an agreement to find a late stage trial of Moderna's mRNA bird flu vaccine. This is their words, not ours. The funding, which would be funneled through the Biomedical Advanced Research and Development Authority, or BARDA, is expected to total tens of millions of dollars. The government is also in talks with Pfizer, of course it is, about an mRNA avian flu shot as well. So do they think we've got sort of a short memory or something? I mean,
oh, absolutely. They think we do. And sadly, I think a lot of people do have a short memory. What's telling to me here, Polly, is that, first of all, Rick Bright, the former head of BARDA, owns lots of bird flu patents. So he stands to make a lot of money on this. Moderna's share price has gone up 37% since April. So obviously a lot of people in the pharma investor world believe that their mRNA 1018 is going to make a lot of money. And the US government is going to pay for a lot of it. Well, our taxpayer money is going to pay for a lot of it. You know, they're starting to run the whole thing again, Polly, obviously. This whole bird flu thing is already taking flight, so to speak. They're moving on this one. They're putting money behind it. They're making the vaccines. They're bringing in their pals, Pfizer and Moderna. You know, this is moving forward, clearly moving forward.
So again, they benefit in every way, shape, or form, and they only benefit via compliance if everybody complies to this garbage. Again, how many people will, how many churches will shut down this time for the bird flu?
Yeah.
Like, oh, that was COVID. It's all the same thing over and over again. So they're developing vaccines, so they benefit in every way, shape, or form, because they're developing H5N1, that's bird flu, vaccines for all the birds to be shot with, so they'll all die of blood clotting and heart attacks, because mRNA is an absolute joke. It doesn't work at all. So that because it's not a vaccine. It's already the Ninth District in the United States has already determined that mRNA vaccines are not vaccines. They are gene therapies. They are therapeutic because the definition of a vaccine is something that stops the transmission of a virus or stops the infection of a virus, which they don't do. It is a therapy. Therefore, you cannot get an EUA for a therapy,
yeah.
And you cannot force people to take a therapy. And by the way, you can't force people to take a vaccination either.
That's right.
So here's the thing. So they're making all these vaccines to kill birds with. They'll be, no, we're saving birds. No, now they're going to cull millions of them using fake, false PCR tests that they know are fake and false. So they'll kill all the healthy ones that are already healthy. Then they're going to inject the leftover healthy ones with mRNA vaccinations that will cause them to have genetically altered materials inside of their bodies that cause all the same problems that all the human beings have had with mRNA vaccinations. Because you know what? If you're going to inject an SV40 into a bird, it's going to die. S-spike protein, which I know this won't be because it's a different thing, but it basically is a different virus, but it's basically all the same sort. It's the same rhetoric. It's the same approach. It's just a different virus. And lo and behold, who's behind all of it? Well, of course, the United States government's behind all of it because now Pfizer is its own entity, but Moderna, remember, is not Moderna. Moderna is fascist. Moderna is merged with the NIH and the NIAID, Anthony Fauci, Francis Collins. Yep. They're merged with them. Moderna and all the NIH, NIAID scientists share a laboratory, share patents. Moderna already owns lots of bird flu patents now.
Yep.
How could that be when it just sprouted up? Because it was made in the USDA laboratory in Georgia, according to Peter McCullough. The current bird flu that you are seeing transmitted around the globe is being transmitted by mallard ducks. It is through gain-of-function research at the USDA laboratory in Georgia. It was so they, again, caused the problem, already have the bird flu patent, bird flu vaccine patents locked and loaded, and all of them are going to make the Moderna scientists who work for both federal and private. How does that work? Because they share royalties. So they profit off of the virus they develop and the vaccine they develop to deal with the virus they develop, but it never actually deals with the virus that they develop. It ignores the virus that they develop and kills the person they vaccinate. That's what's actually happening. All right, give me 60 seconds for Midas Gold Group. I'm all fired up now. I should never start talking about vaccinations. Midas Gold Group, my one and only sponsor. Give me 60 seconds. Why buy from Midas Gold Group? Number one reason, they are a MAGA company, not conservative, not establishment Republican. Get MAGA, Make America Great Again company. They know the election in 2020 was stolen. They know it. They are Trump supporters. We need to buy from companies that don't hate us. I know that sometimes we can't help it. You may still have to buy from Tractor Supply right now. I'm going to do all I can not to buy from Tractor Supply. We need to buy from companies like this that don't hate us. Midas Gold Group is physical gold in your hand, not phantom gold accounts. And with the BRICS movement, with the hyperinflation from the Biden administration, with the de-dollarization of the globe and the switching over to the Chinese yuan, Zimbabwe, Aaron sent me an article. Zimbabwe has now joined the BRICS movement, and there are another three countries, Thailand being one of them, I think,
yep,
that wants to also join the BRICS movement. We just lost the petrodollar contract with Saudi Arabia, the de-dollarization of the globe, the people trying to de-dollarize the globe and destroy the U.S. dollar, including the Biden administration, via hyperinflation, are also storing and buying hundreds, I mean it, hundreds, maybe even thousands of tons of gold right now. So the people who are trying to destroy the currency are saying once they destroy the currency will be gold. We won't let them destroy the currency, but that tells you what you need to buy to hedge against what they're trying to do. And that is, you got to buy gold, physical gold in your hands. Buy it from Midas. You order it, you get it, you put it in your safe. It's as simple as that. Buy it from Midas. And when you do, tell them that the TLP sent you. Go to the next one for me, Will. Julie Kelly tweet. Here is part of the new resolution declaring the J6 Select Committee illegitimate. Of course, why is this coming out now? It's July for all intents and purposes. But again, they did it. So select committee illegitimate. How's it illegitimate? Okay, you've heard me say it on this podcast 1,000 times. Every single thing that you see coming from the 1-6 committee, and that is Peter Navarro's arrest, prosecution, and conviction. Steve Bannon's arrest, prosecution, and conviction cannot legally withstand what this committee actually is, which is illegitimate.
Yeah.
If it's illegitimate, then every arrest, every prosecution, every investigation is fruit of the poisonous tree. They are illegitimate because it wasn't a select committee. You cannot arrest Steve Bannon for not obeying a subpoena from an institution that cannot issue subpoenas.
Yep.
Right.
If you're not a select committee, you can't issue subpoenas. They weren't a select committee because Kevin McCarthy wanted Jim Banks and Jim Jordan on the committee. Nancy Pelosi refused to allow the select committee to be a select committee, and she put on Liz Cheney and Adam Kinzinger. Again, Adam Kinzinger and Liz Cheney are no different than most other Republicans. They've just been exposed. Understand that. But therefore, everything that the unselect select committee has done is illegitimate, which is why they tried to hide their investigative materials for 66 years. And all of these arrests need to be overturned. But not only that, they all, Benny Thompson needs to be arrested. Liz Cheney needs to be arrested. Adam Kinzinger needs to be arrested because they're all perjurious liars. And they all committed crimes by having people arrested who are not allowed to be arrested. They knew it was an unselect committee. Never in the history of America have we ever issued subpoenas from an unselect committee until the 1-6 committee. Of course, always under the Biden administration, brand new precedents. All right, go to the next one. I know I'm hopping all over the place right now. This is the article that Aaron sent me. BRICS News. Just in Zimbabwe announces it will formally apply to join BRICS. The other ones trying to join it, which is the de-dollarization of the globe and turning over international currency to the Chinese yuan, which, by the way, the Chinese yuan is less healthy than the USD.
Yeah.
We played this on the podcast. It wasn't a year ago, but maybe 18 months ago, but I don't even think it was that long, where the Chinese government had tanks in front of banks. Yeah, it's a little rhyme.
Yep.
Tanks in front of banks, not allowing their citizens to withdraw money.
Yep.
And now everyone's going to switch over to their currency, which is hyperinflated and actually fraudulent. But that's what's happening. Thailand does want to join. Colombia wants to join. And Malaysia wants to join. If we were a smart country, which right now we are not, because the Biden administration is running the show, we would actually join with Colombia. Colombia is actually a good country
mm-hmm.
with a bad reputation because of the cocaine trade back in the 80s with Miami Vice. It's time to forget about that. There's a lot of assets and a lot of money to be made in Colombia if we would partner with them. But for some reason, we just don't do it. We partner with other asinine idiots around the globe
instead.
All right, go to the next one for me. Well, Patrick Webb tweet, breaking, the DOD cannot account for the amount of funding they have provided to the Chinese research laboratories.
Wow.
Folks, you think this country's for you? I love the United States. I love the Iwo Jima Memorial. I love war veterans like Will sitting to my right. I love our military. I was raised in the raised in the military. I'm a military Navy brat. Sheriff's office, 25 years. I love this country. But right now, our country, our republic is dead. And it's being run by leftard globalists. A fourth unelected wing of government. That's what's actually running, and that's Trump's 2025 plan, is to get rid of the establishment in D.C., get rid of the swamp in D.C. That's Trump's 2025 plan. It involves hiring actually 3,000, firing 3,000, hiring 3,000. This is why. Think the DOD is actually on your side, or are they operating at the behest of leftist globalist bourgeois elitists globally? For some reason, the DOD cannot account for the amount of funding they have provided Chinese research laboratories. Imagine this. I know I got to read these things instead of just continuing to pontificate. But imagine during World War II, an article came out that said, our Department of Defense can't locate the funding that it used to fund Hitler's research laboratories during World War II. You're like, yeah, Tom, it's a big difference. Really? Is it really that big a difference? You really think that Adolf Hitler is worse than Mao Zedong? Is worse than Joseph Stalin? Really? Listen, they're all absolute monsters who have murdered millions of people. But Hitler pales in comparison to the PLA, pales in comparison to the CCP, who has murdered not only around the globe, but murdered 500 million of their own people. And is currently doing mass experimentation, rapes and murders of Uyghur Muslims inside of China right now. And our own DOD has lost track of the funding that they sent to their research laboratories. Why? And again, it's not only that they lost the money. Why would the money ever be sent to your geopolitical threat? We send him, are we currently sending money to research laboratories in Iran? Might as well. For research related to enhancing pathogens. Oh, what's that? Gain-of-function research. Yeah. So our DOD was paying for gain-of-function research? Oh, that would be correct.
Yep.
Without pandemic potential over the last 10 years, without them, they were enhancing pathogens. But don't worry, with the caveat of without pandemic potential. Oh, it's the same thing Anthony Fauci said.
Right.
Over the past 10 years. Now, again, how would you know they have no pandemic potential? Are you inside the Wuhan Institute of Virology? Are you inside the Chinese Academy of Sciences? How do you know what they're doing once you give them $1 billion? Absolute joke. I mean, absolute joke. Go to the next one for me, Will. Squirrel Mama video. Fauci made money off the drug Remdesivir. Play it for me.
When you have a study like this, we have a data and safety monitoring board, which looks at the data. And they are independent, so there's no prejudice on the part of the investigators because they're doing the trial or the drug is from a certain company. The Data and Safety Monitoring Board on Monday afternoon contacted me on April 27th, first on Friday, the week before, and then again on April 27th, and notified the study team, namely the multiple investigators who are doing the study throughout the world, that the data shows that remdesivir has a clear-cut, significant, positive effect in diminishing the time to recovery. The reason why we're making the announcement now is something that I believe people don't fully appreciate. Whenever you have clear-cut evidence that a drug works, you have an ethical obligation to immediately let the people who are in the placebo group know so that they could have access. This will be the standard of care. But we think it's really opening the door to the fact that we now have the capability of treating. And I can guarantee you, as more people, more companies, more investigators get involved, it's going to get better and better.
You want to treat them at home. Give them the things that we know kill viral replication. Zinc and anything that enhances zinc, like hydroxychloroquine, ivermectin, and 100 other remedies that we now know dramatically reduce the spread of this disease. And what was our protocol? Our protocol was to do none of that. No treatment until you go to the hospital. And then your treatment are two things that are bound to kill you, ventilators and remdesivir. And Tony Fauci knew that remdesivir would kill you. He knew that because in 2019, he tried to use it for Ebola. And within 5 days of treatment, it gave lethal side effect to 54% of the people. And the safety monitoring board ordered him to terminate the use of that drug. And he, through a phony, contrived, absolutely fraudulent study that he manipulated and orchestrated, got that drug made standard of care. It is homicide. And if you look, how does it kill people? Two ways, three ways. Kidney failure, heart failure, and all organ collapse. And what happened to the people who died in the pandemic? What were they dying of? Kidney failure. All the doctors said, you heard it again and again, we've never seen a virus that attacks the kidneys. Because it wasn't the virus. It was the remdesivir.
He just kept on saying, you're wrong about hydroxychloroquine. In fact, as I describe in the book, he came into the situation room uninvited with a whole stack of papers, putting it on the table saying,
Can you do that? I thought the point of the situation room was not anyone can just walk in.
Well, he came in and said, these are the papers that say hydroxychloroquine works, and you have blood on your hands because you're saying you're keeping it for the American people, which actually even took the vice president aback and said, you know, Peter, I think you should take this outside. If you looked at Mark Short, who's a good guy, Mark looked at him like, what the heck are you doing here?
So the Vice President Pence basically thought, like a bouncer, like Peter Navarro, you should take it out.
Well, he told Peter, please take this outside. I mean, I give the vice president credit for doing that. That was just an interruption in a serious conversation.
So please understand this. These are not discoveries. These are not discoveries. Anthony Fauci already knew because this Ebola study, this Ebola remdesivir rollout was already done years in advance of COVID-19. And remdesivir, to this freaking day, is the only hospital-approved treatment for COVID-19. Remdesivir, ventilator. And they want to talk about 1.1 million COVID deaths. Not 1.1 million COVID deaths. It's 1.1 million ventilator remdesivir deaths. How does everyone die of viral infection? How do you die of kidney disease? I have a friend that died of remdesivir poisoning. And he actually says, when there's clear-cut evidence a drug works, you need to tell the placebo group to hurry up and take it. He knew it was killing 54% of its applicants.
Yeah.
He knew that when they rolled it out for Ebola, that it had killed 54% of the patients before he gave it to millions of Americans. That's who this man is. Join me tomorrow, everybody. Please join me tomorrow at Foundation Church. Will said there's a couple of you thinking about coming. If you do, meet me at the door. Tell me who you are. I want to see you. I want to get to know you. Love you guys. God bless you. Join me tomorrow at Foundation Church. See you then. You're the salt of the earth. But if the salt loses, how does salt lose its flavor? It doesn't say what it's supposed to say and do what it's supposed to do. What does salt do? It's an adjutant. But if the salt loses its flavor, it's good for nothing. We're supposed to be the healers. Those that bring light into darkness. You bring light into darkness, it's irritating. It's agitating. That's what you're supposed to be. And not in some weird way. With the gospel. The darkness is comforting. You sleep in the dark. It's comforting. It's comforting to tell dead people, you know, you're dying people. You're going to, you know what? You're always going to be a cancer patient. You know, it's just the way that it's somewhat comforting. I see people give into it all the time. It's comforting for them. They can officially give up. That's not your job. You bring the light. If that agitates them, oh, man, I can't. Fine. You're their only hope.
If you enjoyed watching the Tom Lipley podcast, please consider investing in our program. Go to tomlipley.com and donate $25 or more, and we will send you this TLP mug warmer. We look forward to you tuning in next week, and thank you for giving.